And it's time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And we have a special Farm Work Cooperative Market Analysis this week with the Thanksgiving Day holiday. We're speaking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, how are the markets doing on the shortened trading week?
They're a little calmer, a little up and down. They were a little negative yesterday in quiet trade, with some negative news coming from Vice President Pence, I guess, over the weekend. A little trade tensions sparking back up with China, which was kind of the opposite of what we had heard all about at the end of last week, after President Trump had made it sound as though there was some good hope for trade and working out a trade deal with China and not moving forward with additional tariffs like we had heard before. It seemed as though Vice President Pence was on the opposite side of that this weekend in a summit meeting. So the trade viewed that as pretty negative yesterday. You saw a sell-off in beans, and we're regaining some of that here today, which is a good sign, and you know, I think a sign of what's going to be to come for the next while here, while everything else is kind of stagnant as far as yield news and as far as South America goes and stuff like that. You know, we're just hanging in balance on this new trade news. It seems like every day, you know, everyone's trying to get ahead of it before something is announced. And so you're seeing a little lighter volume today, which I think is definitely what's going to be seen tomorrow into Friday around this Thanksgiving holiday. Usually volume's pretty light. You can see some definite swings in the market on those days. You know, couple it with Friday, we have December corn options are coming off the board, expiring on Friday, which usually leads to a little spike there based on where the open interest is in those calls and puts. December options, you know, it calls for the market to maybe drift a little bit lower into Friday, just where the signs point there as far as option expiration. So other than that, you know, we saw our harvest progress come out yesterday. Still, you know, there's still a chunk of crop out there, especially in the Dakotas. Overall, U.S. corn harvest is 90% complete versus 93% on average. So as a nation, you know, not too far behind. That means there's about 1.4, 1.5 billion bushels of corn left to harvest. The big question marks, you know, they're in North Dakota. They're the furthest behind, only 71% harvested, 88% on average. So a lot of bushels left in North Dakota. And South Dakota's 82% done versus 93% on average. So, you know, it's going to be a slow end to harvest with this snow and weather here. Still plenty of grain out there to take out of the fields. On the bean side, estimated there's a little over 400 million bushels of soybeans left to be harvested. Missouri, Kansas, and then North Dakota, parts of South Dakota, plenty left up there as well. So definitely a little bit of a concern on beans, but maybe not quite enough to get the market to react at this point here in mid-November. So just a reminder, I guess, around this holiday that normal market hours tomorrow, Wednesday, closed Thursday night. They open at 8:30 again on Friday. So we do have markets on Friday from 8:30 to 12:05 there as well. Probably light volume trade on Friday.
So Jalen, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking at as we enter the final week of November next week?
Yeah, as we go into the last week of November there, that means December futures, first notice day, will be on the 29th. So if you have any type of December hedge to arrive, basis contracts under December futures, December futures and a hedge account, make sure and shore those positions up. Take care of those. If you're looking at rolling any of those with grain on farm in the bin. If you're looking at rolling, you know, DCHTAs or December futures out to a deferred month like May or July, I probably wouldn't recommend leaving those positions open to the last day. The spreads can do some wild stuff as we get towards expiration there. Other than that, you know, November 30th and December 1st is your big G20 summit that a lot of people are looking forward to see some news come out of China and the U.S.'s relationship there. So I would say those right around that time, the markets have the potential to be very volatile. Keep that in mind if you're looking to pull the trigger on any old crop or, you know, if we're right around an area that new crop makes sense as well. Besides that, you know, not a whole lot of reports besides your weekly export inspections and sales. But then December 3rd as well is supposed to be the date that we'll find out about our second payment on beans, second market facilitation payment. And, you know, I would project that if we do receive the full second half, you know, if you're getting the full $1.65 on beans, might be a little pressure to beans there. Guys might be a little more prone to take the $8 or $8 range, on little spikes around that area and be done with some beans with the amount of risk potential going forward, I guess, with big acres, low demand, on and on, good South America crop. So those would be some things, dates I would look forward to. As far as resistance points goes, March corn, 379 followed by 390. Dece 19 corn, $4 followed by 408. Old crop beans, January beans, I would watch 897.5 followed by 906 is going to be pretty tough resistance there on January beans. So some numbers to watch there.
And we've been speaking with Jalen Petig. He is with Farm Work Cooperative. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you too.